Practice Test 6. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Listening Part 1. Questions 1 to 7. Now we are ready to start. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. How is the girl going to help her dad?
'What's for dinner, Dad?'
'Vegetable soup. And there's some really nice bread and cheese I bought at the market.'
'Nice. Can I give you a hand? I'll cut the vegetables up if you want.'
'I've already asked your brother to do that. He's just finishing his homework before he comes down. I guess we need that doing now, though.'
'He could lay the table instead. That's fairly quick and easy, and I'm sure he won't mind.'
'True. Or there's always the washing up to do afterwards. He can choose which.'
Now listen again.
'What's for dinner, Dad?'
'Vegetable soup. And there's some really nice bread and cheese I bought at the market.'
'Nice. Can I give you a hand? I'll cut the vegetables up if you want.'
'I've already asked your brother to do that. He's just finishing his homework before he comes down. I guess we need that doing now, though.'
'He could lay the table instead. That's fairly quick and easy, and I'm sure he won't mind.'
'True. Or there's always the washing up to do afterwards. He can choose which.'
Two. Which place would the boy most like to visit?
'Did you see Nature Around the World on TV last night?'
'I did. Last week's programme on islands was amazing enough, but seeing rainforests in that much detail was even better. I'm sure they're very difficult places to spend time in, though. I'm not sure I'd want to meet some of the creatures they showed.'
'No, but then the same would be true in most of the places they filmed.'
'It would, although I like all the animals they filmed in the desert. And the atmosphere there would be amazing to experience.'
I suppose so.
Now listen again.
'Did you see Nature Around the World on TV last night?'
'I did. Last week's programme on islands was amazing enough, but seeing rainforests in that much detail was even better. I'm sure they're very difficult places to spend time in, though. I'm not sure I'd want to meet some of the creatures they showed.'
'No, but then the same would be true in most of the places they filmed.'
'It would, although I like all the animals they filmed in the desert. And the atmosphere there would be amazing to experience.'
I suppose so.
Three. What's the girl learning to do?
'How are the badminton lessons going?'
'I gave them up a couple of weeks ago, actually. I wasn't making much progress, so I changed to something that goes with my character better.'
'Let me guess. Something to do with IT?'
'You know me so well. I thought about trying something practical, like fixing bikes, because mine's always breaking down. My dad doesn't mind repairing it when it does, though, so I went for writing computer programs instead.'
'I think I'd prefer to learn a new sport, but hey, we're all different.'
Now listen again.
'How are the badminton lessons going?'
'I gave them up a couple of weeks ago, actually. I wasn't making much progress, so I changed to something that goes with my character better.'
'Let me guess. Something to do with IT?'
'You know me so well. I thought about trying something practical, like fixing bikes, because mine's always breaking down. My dad doesn't mind repairing it when it does, though, so I went for writing computer programs instead.'
'I think I'd prefer to learn a new sport, but hey, we're all different.'
4. What did the boy forget to buy?
Did you get everything?
I think so. I got two pizzas like you asked. One with cheese and one with chicken.
I said we'd already got those, don't you remember? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I can put these ones in the freezer.
The salad was reduced today, so I got plenty of that. And you said we had enough ice cream, so that's everything.
I said I didn't think we had any left. Perhaps you got that mixed up with what I said about the pizzas.
Oh, maybe.
Never mind.
Now listen again.
Did you get everything?
I think so. I got two pizzas like you asked. One with cheese and one with chicken.
I said we'd already got those, don't you remember? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I can put these ones in the freezer.
The salad was reduced today, so I got plenty of that. And you said we had enough ice cream, so that's everything.
I said I didn't think we had any left. Perhaps you got that mixed up with what I said about the pizzas.
Oh, maybe.
Never mind.
Five. Where did the girl leave her glasses?
Hi, I think I left my glasses at your house. I only use them for reading, so I didn't notice I'd forgotten them till now. I was using them in your bedroom when we were looking at that website together, on your laptop, on your desk. I remember taking them off, though, when we were watching the film in your living room, so it's worth checking on the sofa. I remember I left them on the table by your front door once, but I'm pretty sure I haven't done that again.
Now listen again.
Hi, I think I left my glasses at your house. I only use them for reading, so I didn't notice I'd forgotten them till now. I was using them in your bedroom when we were looking at that website together, on your laptop, on your desk. I remember taking them off, though, when we were watching the film in your living room, so it's worth checking on the sofa. I remember I left them on the table by your front door once, but I'm pretty sure I haven't done that again.
Six. Why was the boy late for school?
You're late, Kevin. Was the traffic bad?
No worse than usual, miss. I set my alarm clock for 7:30, which gives me enough time to have some breakfast and get to school. But this morning, I couldn't find my history essay, which I've got to hand in today. It took 10 minutes to remember where I'd left it. Then I had to run for the bus, but it left just before I got there. Anyway, I had to walk back home and my mum gave me a lift here.
Now listen again.
You're late, Kevin. Was the traffic bad?
No worse than usual, miss. I set my alarm clock for 7:30, which gives me enough time to have some breakfast and get to school. But this morning, I couldn't find my history essay, which I've got to hand in today. It took 10 minutes to remember where I'd left it. Then I had to run for the bus, but it left just before I got there. Anyway, I had to walk back home and my mum gave me a lift here.
Seven. What does Lisa's dad want her to do?
Hi, Lisa. It's Dad. Both your mum and I are going to be late home tonight, so there's something I'd like you to do. Your little brother's got some reading practice he needs to do for school tomorrow, but we should be back in time to do that with him. He'll need something to eat, though. There's plenty of bread, cheese, and tomatoes. He's got enough clean things for school tomorrow, so there's no need to worry about doing any washing. Okay. See you at about 7.
Now listen again.
Hi, Lisa. It's Dad. Both your mum and I are going to be late home tonight, so there's something I'd like you to do. Your little brother's got some reading practice he needs to do for school tomorrow, but we should be back in time to do that with him. He'll need something to eat, though. There's plenty of bread, cheese, and tomatoes. He's got enough clean things for school tomorrow, so there's no need to worry about doing any washing. Okay. See you at about 7.
That is the end of part 1.